the question was asked if a person is married.
Oh, sorry, what? I didn't hear that. What?
The question was asked if a person is married and then decides they want out. Is there any way they could get out long distance? And is there any way they could get out without giving a get? So the halacha is that once a couple gets married, they're married. And until he gives her a get, which is a divorce document, and it has to be done under the auspices of Beis Din, until that point, they're married. And there's no other way out. He has to give her a get. And it is very wrong of a husband to decide that he's just going to go walk off the face of the planet, he's going to go do whatever he wants and let her, she's stuck. She can't get remarried. So there are halachot that sometimes we'll send someone after him to beat him up and say, hey buddy, you can't do this to your wife. But we don't do that, ideally. Ideally we say, hey, be a mensch. It's not nice. The right thing is to if you want out, so let's figure out if you could stay in. I mean, the first thing we do is say, go to counseling. Don't give a get. Figure out how you can make it work. But if a couple has reached a point where they want out, there is no other way out. The way out is to give her a get. And even if the husband, for whatever reason, decides that he's not too interested in the get right now, but it's not fair to his wife, there's no way she could get out without his giving the get. Now, halacha says we need that. So, as such, the right thing is if the husband wants out and there's no way we can rectify it, that he should give a get. Now, as far as long distance, so this, if there is a need, then there are ways of arranging it long distance. There are ways to arrange that a husband goes to a get, goes to a Beis Din, he goes to a court, even though she's not in the same locale. Sometimes we do it cross-continent. He lives in Los Angeles, she lives in New York. So the Batei Dinim, the courts have ways of working out between themselves and they can set it up. But the recommendation always is meet with the rabbi and hopefully you'll be able to work things out. Many couples have come to the rabbi with the thought, we have to get divorced, it's over. And the rabbi says, okay, let's sit down and talk a little bit. And out of 10 couples that come to a good rabbi, you could find 8 or 9 that remain married afterwards, that work it out, that get good counseling and they could work it out. And sometimes couples say, well, it's for sure other couples don't have it as bad as me. Well, everyone says that. They obviously had it pretty bad if they came to the rabbi to get a get. So as bad as it is, it can always be worked out. So the recommendation is to meet with a rabbi, a counselor, a therapist, whatever is necessary, and figure out a way of working it out. That is the first recommendation. And even situations which seem like they're beyond repair, very often are not beyond repair, are repairable.